We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
We're not here to entertain. We're here to strengthen and encourage you by the Word of God. Because, friend, listen to me. Entertainment, listen, the world has their entertainment and it comes and goes. At the end of the day, God's Word is a living book. It is what changes our lives. And we major here at our church, we major on the Word of God.
It's such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, we heard you're going to begin a brand new series this morning, and we can hardly wait to jump in. I know for me personally, God always has something for me to learn and to help me to grow, and that's why it's so important to study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
We're going to read a couple of verses here in the 35th chapter, and then we will make our prayer, and then we will jump into our message this morning. We have, as a church, been preaching through the book of Isaiah, and we have come to the 35th chapter together. The Bible says this in verse number 1, chapter 35, the book of Isaiah, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you." Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word and for its power to transform our lives. Lord, I am aware that I do not have the ability to change a heart. It is your word. I pray that you would help us to see this truth and the authority it is for our life. Lord, I pray that you would be glorified, that your word would be glorified in us. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. Give me the words to say. Lord, it is my desire to be a blessing to this people. And so I pray you would help me and guide my thoughts. And may we all be attentive to your word this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Isaiah is serving the Lord in a very difficult day. The people have turned their backs on the Lord who had redeemed them, and now they were facing terrible chastening because of their sins. The nation was under attack by a wicked, brutal Assyrian army, and the people obviously are terrified about their future. And yet, in the midst of this difficult, terrible time, Isaiah stands forth as the prophet of God with a message of comfort and a message of hope. He writes to the people that a better day is coming, and he seeks comfort that the people would look to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, this chapter is a part of the prophecy of the millennial kingdom of the Lord Jesus. This, of course, is the coming of the Messiah. And Isaiah sees a future that is filled with peace and joy and comfort as the Lord Jesus ultimately will rule and be on the throne. And we find really just in the first seven verses of this chapter, it provides us with some insight of why this will be such a blessed time. In verse number one of our text, we see the desert will bloom like a rose. The Bible says in verse two that Lebanon and Carmel and Sharon, though they were the most beautiful places in ancient Israel, the beauty of all three will be given to the land in that coming kingdom. The earth will become as Eden, once again restored to its original beauty and glory. In verses 3 and 4, the people are to comfort themselves with the promise of this coming kingdom. They are to rest in the Lord's promise to deliver them from their captors. In verses 5 and 6, we see that physical infirmities will be healed and restoration will be given in that day, and they will praise the Lord for his blessing and his grace upon this people. In verses 7, the deserts and the dry places will be transformed into pools of water and marshes. And verse number 8 and 10, the Bible says that a highway will pass through the land in that day, as we understand that because of the Assyrian invasion, it would not be safe to travel on the roads. And yet the Bible says that these roads would be restored and people would travel from all over to go to Jerusalem to worship the Lord in holiness and peace. No wonder Isaiah was excited about the message. It was a message truly of God's work in the midst of this people. Now, I think we could all agree this morning that our world is not doing that well. I mean, our world is in some serious trouble. And as believers this morning, it's easy for us to become frustrated at what we see going on in our world. But let's be reminded this morning that the world is just acting like the world. As Christians, we are to be the light of the Lord. We are to be the salt. And what our world needs today is not more of the same. What our world needs today is to see the difference that Christ makes in our life. Picture with me for a moment the cartoon strip Peanuts, and Lucy and Linus are having a conversation. Lucy asks Linus, "Why do you suppose people are here anyway?" And Linus answers, "Someone said that every person on earth is to make someone else happy." And Lucy ponders this for a moment and then screams out like only Lucy can. She says, "Well, someone's not doing their job." The reality is, as Christians, we need to be doing our job. And that is to be following and trusting the Lord Jesus in this day. And this is what we find in this passage of Scripture. This is the very message of Isaiah. It is hope for a better day. It is trusting in God who is ultimately in control. If you're taking notes with me this morning and following along with the message, would you write number one there, find strength in the Lord's promises. Find strength in the Lord's promises. The Bible says in verse number 3, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. So to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. God was chastening Judah. Now, this idea of chastening is the thought of correcting. God was correcting this people. God was at work in their life. And God's correction was to wake them up so that they would start moving forward for him. And I think that's, we see all the events that are in our world today. It's God kind of giving the world a shake saying, wake up, okay? I exist, I'm in control. You need to see who I am. And this is what God was doing in the midst of Judah. God was chasing them. He was correcting them. And God allows events in our life not to discourage us, but to strengthen us. And yet, this people, Judah, fell beneath the weight of the heavy burden of this chastening, and they became depressed, They became despondent and they became discouraged. And so God's message through his prophet is, first of all, be strengthened. Look what the Bible says in verse number 3. God says, I will take care of you. I will come to you. I will save you. God's chastening came with a wonderful promise that God would take care of the situation and that they could grow their trust in the God of heaven. God says this in verse number 3, strengthen those weak hands and confirm those weak knees. Now, we understand our hands are used for doing the work of God. Our hands are to serve the Lord. And the Bible says that this people had become weak in their hands. They stopped serving God. They stopped moving forward.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
I'm bitter under the weight of this chastening. And God had sent Isaiah to help them to see that this was a part of his plan. I want us to move into the New Testament, if we could, to the book of Hebrews. Would you turn with me to the book of Hebrews and the 12th chapter? Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse number 10. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 10. Now, of course, the Bible speaks of the chastening of the Lord is for a child of God. God does not correct children that don't belong to him. He only corrects his own children. That's the message of Hebrews chapter 12. But notice what the Bible says in the 10th verse. It says, for they verily for a few days chastened us. Now, this is speaking here of an earthly father, and they're chastening their children. The Bible says they chastened us after their own pleasure, or what seemed to be good to them. No father is perfect. I'm not perfect as a father. I've made mistakes, and fathers, you've made mistakes as well. But we do what we can to correct our child because of what the Bible says, that if we don't correct our child, we spoil the child. And so the Bible says in this passage of scripture that they chasten after their own pleasure, or what seems to be good. But he, this is God, when God corrects us, it is always for our profit. God never corrects us without a purpose and without a plan in our life, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous when God chastens us or when a parent chastens us. It's not an enjoyable thing, but it does have a purpose so that we obviously will take steps forward in our life. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Now, notice what the Bible says here in verse number 12 of Hebrews chapter 12. Here, the writer of Hebrews is pulling this from Isaiah chapter 35. And he says in verse 12, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 is speaking of God's chastening or God's correction in our life. God gives us grace to overcome. God has a purpose in that chastening. And God is saying, don't be discouraged when God chastens us. No, be encouraged knowing that God does it for our good. He does it for our profit so that we will move forward for the Lord. And so the message of Isaiah is be strengthened. Number two, the message of Isaiah is be confident. To be confident. The Bible says that we are not to have a fearful heart. Our world today has a fearful heart. And the message of the Bible is that we can be confident in the purposes of God. I want us to go back to the book of Isaiah, but this time let's jump forward if we could and look at what the Bible says in the 44th chapter of Isaiah in verse number 8, Isaiah 44. And look what the scripture says in verse number 8. The Bible says this in verse 8, fear ye not. This is Isaiah chapter 44 and verse number 8. I love to hear the pages of the Bible turn. Listen, our opinion ends where the Bible begins. And we're not here to entertain. We're here to strengthen and encourage you by the word of God. Because friend, listen to me, entertainment, listen, the world has their entertainment and it comes and goes. At the end of the day, God's word is a living book. It is what changes our lives. And we major here at our church, we major on the word of God. The Bible says this in Isaiah 44 in verse number 8, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. God is saying, listen, because of who I am, you don't have to be afraid. You can trust in me and be confident in your life. Luke chapter 2 and verse 10 is, of course, the Christmas nativity, and it's a wonderful story of the birth of the Lord Jesus. And yet it really proclaims for us the message of God as the angels appear to those shepherds long ago. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, the Bible says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Friend, listen to me. God's message is not a message of fear. It is a message of hope. It is a message of peace. The devil's message is a message of fear. And the devil wants us to be so fearful that we stop serving God, that we stop looking to God. And the Bible says that we can be confident. Don't be afraid. God is in control. We can trust in him. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 7 together. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 7. First, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 7. Look what the Bible says here. It says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I want us, if you're in the habit of underlining in your Bible, underline that expression of a sound mind. Because the Bible is teaching us that we have the ability to understand and to claim the very promises of God. You don't have to be afraid today. You can trust in God. God has given you a sound mind. He has given you the ability to understand his promises and be confident, to be confident in this world. My dear mother is struggling with dementia. And I know many of you have expressed your concern for her and your prayers. I appreciate it. Our family appreciates it. But my poor mother is always fearful. And she's always struggling with fear. Every time I talk with her, she's afraid because she doesn't have a sound mind. That disease has taken away that ability. And because of that, she's afraid that someone is in her house taking her things, stealing her things, And she struggles with that every single day of her life. It's such a terrible disease. It has robbed her of a sound mind. And friend, today, so many Christians today have a spiritual dementia where they're walking around and they're living their life in fear. And yet God says, listen, I've not given you the spirit of fear. I've given you the spirit of love. I've given you the spirit of power. And I've given you a sound mind to choose my promises over the fear that conquers and takes your life. Listen, the message in our Bible is be strong and don't fear. We can be strengthened today. We can be confident today. Number two, if you're taking notes, would you write it down with me this morning? Find stability in the Lord's power. Find stability in the Lord's power. You know, when God is about to do something great, he starts with a difficulty. But when God is about to do something truly magnificent, he starts with an impossibility. Our God delights in the impossible. And the Bible says in this passage of scripture that God would turn a barren land into a lush habitation. God would take the difficulty of life in the life of Judah, and God would turn it into something incredible, something wonderful, a parched ground, a thirsty land. God would take a difficult situation and make something beautiful from it. In fact, the Bible says that the lame and the blind and the deaf would be made whole, and they would enjoy the kingdom of God. Of course, we're talking, prophetically speaking, of the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. God would transform the earth back to the Garden of Eden, restore that was lost in sin. And yet we find in the scripture this wonderful principle that God takes the situations of our life, that barren land, and God makes something incredible from them. God, by his power, brings that stability, and that power, he changes our lives. How many of you are familiar with the life of Joseph in the Bible? Yeah, Joseph is a wonderful character in the Word of God, and we have a wonderful blessing to read his entire story at one sitting. But listen, Joseph didn't have that option. He lived day by day by faith, and he didn't know what was around the corner, but he trusted God. I want us to turn to Genesis chapter 45. Would you turn there? And notice what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 45. And we're going to begin our reading in verse number 1. Genesis chapter 45. I hope you held your place in Isaiah. If not, it's too late. We'll get back there in just a moment. Genesis chapter 45 and verse number 1. The Bible says this, "Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept out loud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and they said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years have the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you, a prosperity in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. Now, verse 8, it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father in Pharaoh, and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." What a wonderful attitude to have in the Christian life, to be aware that God, by his power, had transformed the trials of Joseph into a wonderful blessing. And Joseph was exactly where God wanted him to be, and he realized this was the very doing of Almighty God. You know why God did that work in Joseph's life? Because of God's passion. Because of God's passion. You see, though Joseph's brothers hated Joseph, God loved him, and God had a purpose and a plan for Joseph's life. The Bible says that God was with Joseph. There is a story that's told of God and Satan having a conversation one day. The two stood facing each other, God robed in light, each thread glowing, and Satan canopied in evil, the very fabric of his robe seeming to crawl. Satan rose slowly like a wolf. He walked a wide circle around the desk until he stood before the Book of Life, and he read the words, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, he muttered to himself, God with us. He hooded the hooded head turned squarely toward the face of the Father. No, not even you would do that. Not even you would go so far. The plan is bizarre. You don't know how dark I've made the earth, how putrid. It's evil. It's mine, proclaimed the king. And I will reclaim it as mine again. Why, Satan asks, why would you do this? God's voice was deep and soft. Because I love them.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.